How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. We already got NFL football being played right now in London. Vikings on top 17-7. Jets get a late score there at the end of the half, maybe giving them a little mama mo toward for the second half. Who knows? We'll see what happens there. But college football in full throttle. Yep, it happens. It happens. Bama goes down, baby. The week right after, they beat Georgia, feeling really good about themselves, and bam, Vandy is looking really dandy, if you know what I'm talking about. And then looking at everything else, Major League Baseball, season in full throttle. We got golf to talk about. You name it, we got you covered, baby. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Oh, I am doing wonderful. It was upset Saturday, baby, in college football, man. Like Michigan, USC, Tennessee, Bama all go down. Miami with a controversial win last night at Cal. And look, today we got NFL, man, and Minnesota is showing that they're all that in a bag of chips.
Maybe. We'll see, man. A little momentum for the Jets coming into the second half. So we'll see how it all kind of figure things out there through the second half. But on the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, is going to join us. We're going to talk Major League Baseball postseason action. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of this too as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who you can get at on the X thing at 12, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
You know, I've had a couple days to relax and digest and think about life and get over things that happened in the past, and I've moved on, and, you know, it looks like there's more Mets magic ready to be happening again in the Philadelphia Phillies and Mets series. The Phillies are winning, and then all of a sudden the Mets do what they do late in the ball game, and they score a bunch of runs, and they win 6-2, and they're now leading that series 1-0. The Royals got out pretty good, but somehow, some way, the Yankees figured out a way to come back in that one, right? And they get it done. The Dodgers and Padres, that was a great game. 7-5 is the finish there. I didn't mention the Guardians, but holy cow, did they look good. Obviously, winning 7-0. So I just got to throw it out there. I have no idea what the odds are on this, but it's looking more and more like it could very well happen. We might have a Subway Series, John. How crazy would that be?
It would be extremely crazy, and I think it's possible based on how those teams have been playing lately. I forget when it was. The Mets were down 12 games under 500. I'm going to say sometime in mid-June. I think since that particular time, they've had the best record in baseball, and to your point, they seem to be getting their runs in very timely manners. I was absolutely shocked at that game, and I don't want to open a wound for you here, but I was shocked when I looked at that Brewer game the other night. I was curling on Thursday night, so I had it on the radio on the way home, and that home run by Alonso, you know, I really felt for you Brewers fans, because I really thought this was a year that the Brewers had a real good chance to make a good run in the postseason. But that Mets magic, as you've pointed out, seems to be fairly popular, and I don't know when it's going to end. But it's funny to see it, because the Mets have been what's the word I'm looking for here? I guess we've chastised them, not just us, but the public.
Underachievers,
in
maybe?
Have been, yeah, underachievers. We've been chastising them, yeah, for playing so poorly the last little while, given the payroll and the money that they've spent. maybe it's justice, it's coming back, but I think it speaks a lot to the job that Carlos Mendoza has done since he took over in New York. Maybe he was the guy they should have hired all along instead of all of these big names.
Good point. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Now, hey, good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
As well. Hey, good morning. You know, earlier in the week, you know, Shohei Ohtani gets asked, you know, are you nervous, you know, about your first playoff, you know, appearance and that whole side of it. And he just, it was like one word answer. He goes, no. And then last night he does what he does. And I went, as soon as I saw him hit it, John, I was like, yeah, he's not nervous. He's good to go. How clutch of a player in your mind is he? I mean, to me, he's the best player of this era right now. And we haven't even talked about him pitching. He didn't pitch this year, but just to show up in a big moment like he did, on Saturday was immense, for the Dodgers. And I kind of look at it as Shohei goes, the Dodgers kind of go. Would you agree?
Yeah, to some extent, although there's a heck of a lot of good talent in and around him. The Dodgers basically have to, in my opinion, have to out-hit their bad pitching, because I think their pitching is still very, very suspect. But when you got a guy like Ohtani leading the way, you know, it tells you an awful lot. And, you know, maybe part of this is his Japanese culture. I mean, it's a very respectful culture. You know, every
sure.
Japanese individual is brought up to be respectful of people, and I think he has shown that he has done that. He's come out and he's done his job. He's basically showed us what he can do without boasting about it. He's just come out and done it. But let's not forget that when he first came over to North America, which I think was 2018, 2019, albeit with a bad team in the Angels, he did struggle for a little while. But the last 3 or 4 years,
right,
he's really kicked it up about 4 or 5 notches. And right now, he is clearly the most outstanding player in baseball. And, you know, you talk about him and his pitching. We've talked on this show a number of times about should he concentrate on one or the other. I'm beginning to think that this is a great advert for what we've been saying for the last 2 or 3 years, that maybe this guy should just be a hitter and not a pitcher, because look at what he's done when all he has done is hit. So maybe there's something to be said for that. Great two-dimensional player, but no question that right now he's the best player in the game.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Postseason action going on right now, obviously, in case you're living under a rock somewhere. Out of the teams that won on Saturday, John, I guess I probably know who you're going to say, but I think there might be, I think there's a couple of options here. What was the most impressive win to you?
That's a great question. And, you know, I caught a piece of every game. I watched most of the Detroit-Cleveland game. I watched most of the Philadelphia-New York game. And then I kept flipping back and forth between the two later games. I think Philadelphia kind of surprised me a little bit in that they let the Mets take hold of that game right in their own ballpark. So I guess you got to give the Mets an awful lot of credit. But I also look at Cleveland, having not played in a week. You have to, you know, we often talk about rest versus rust on this show. I was a little, I wouldn't say concerned, but I was, I don't really know what the word is, confused, I guess, to some extent as to what kind of a team we would see from Cleveland. But, you know, 5 runs before an out had been recorded, I mean, that game was over in the first inning. There's no question about that. And I was impressed with the way that the bullpen for Cleveland operated. Granted, not having played in a week, Cleveland wanted to get all of their bullpen into the game to give them some game action, because they know they're going to need them later in the series, especially in Game 2 when Scooble goes. You know, they're going to need some help. But at the end of the day, I thought Cleveland played very, very well. The big lead helped them. But maybe the most impressive was the Mets, because we've talked all year about how good Philadelphia is. Philadelphia was very good at home. They were off for a week, had a chance to set up their rotation, and it blew up in their faces.
We're on the same page here, John. I was thinking, obviously, the Mets, number one, but number two, you could go with the Guardians, because winning 7-0
putting up the runs. It's an impressive victory. So I thought there were two pretty good options. And then, you know, Kansas City, New York, that was just good baseball game. Same thing with the Dodgers and Padres at 7-5. Just a good, solid baseball game. But the two most impressive to me were the Phillies and the Guardians. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, you there? Well, it looks like we may have lost.
There we go. Okay, we're back. Yeah, another scorpion out here in the Santan. So, look, my question real quick here, John, is that Kansas City-New York game was highly entertaining. Highly entertaining. Do the Yankees kind of have their hands full with Kansas City? Or, I mean, I expect the Yankees to win, but can Kansas City give them a series?
Yes, they can. I think the Yankees are a stronger team. I mean, they've shown that over the course of the season, and specifically the last 4 or 5 weeks of the regular season when they finally shook the Baltimore Orioles off. I think on paper you got to look at the Yankees and say that they're deeper at most positions, although I think that Kansas City team is awfully good, and as long as Bobby Witt Jr. is playing and is healthy, they're in with a chance because, in my opinion, he's not going to win the MVP in the American League, but he's probably the one guy that's going to give Aaron Judge a real good run for his money for that award. I'm impressed with this Kansas City team. They've been down for so long, but all of a sudden they've made that next step after 2 or 3 years of good spring trainings and good starts to the season and then quickly falling away. This year they got all of those things, plus they managed to maintain it and ended up finishing second in that division. So you know, I think that's going to be a really good series. And I don't know whether you guys have picked up on this or not, but I find it kind of interesting that we've got 4 series left in the season, and 3 of them are between teams in the same division. There's only the 1 series where there is a cross between 2 divisions. I don't know what that tells us about baseball, but it just tells us that maybe it's getting a little closer.
Yeah, no, good point there. Bottom line is a few teams in the same divisions were pretty good. That's the real truth, and that's why they're still playing baseball. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, continue a conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter, and maybe have to slip in some hockey questions because, obviously, those guys are back on the ice, guys. It's crazy. The sports world just never takes a break. We do. We got to take a break right now. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter. We talk Major League Baseball. We also talk a little bit of hockey, obviously, when it's applicable, and it is applicable at this point in time. But one more quick one for you, John, on Major League Baseball from me, and I'll see if Mike has anything for you, and then I do want to switch gears and just pick your brain a little bit about the upcoming NHL season. Why not? Okay, so we asked you a while back what you thought might be the best World Series. I think you said the Dodgers and the Yankees at that point. Wondering if it's changing at all with how the teams are playing right now. So at this moment in time, what do you think might be the best World Series at this point in time?
Well, I still think the Dodgers and the Yankees is going to be the matchup that the TV guys and the commissioner's office are going to want to see. You brought up the topic earlier in the show about a Subway Series, and it's been a long time since a Subway Series. I'm going to guess now, and I can't remember, was it 2011? Was it, I think it might have been 2011. I think it was also 2001. There was a long, it's a long time ago anyway since we've seen a Subway Series. That might be entertaining, actually, quite frankly, the way that those teams have been playing lately. And you know that the fans are going to be into it. Certainly from a TV rating standpoint, it would be right up there. I think it might be a good series, but you know, I'm still not counting out San Diego. I still think San Diego can give the Dodgers a real good run for their money. I kind of wish that was a seven-game series, because I think a five-game series, the big advantage always goes to the team that wins the first game. I mean, in the wild card series, which is the three-game series, the first game winner is almost entirely guaranteed of winning the series. I'm not sure what the record is, but it's pretty impressive of first game winners. In the championship series that goes to seven games and the World Series that goes to seven games, it's a little bit more like a hockey or a basketball series where you can drop one, maybe even two early, and then get your act together and still come back and win the series. So I'm not counting out San Diego, but I'd really like to see that San Diego-Los Angeles series be a seven-game series. I think that could go seven games. I would not be surprised to see it go five, but that gives the advantage to the Dodgers because, of course, game five will be at Dodger Stadium because they did have the best record in baseball.
Good stuff. Hey, Mike, anything you want to throw at John about Major League Baseball, or can I shift gears and talk some NHL hockey?
Hey, let's go to the ice, man. I'm ready to talk some hockey.
All right, I'm just going to say this for an end point on it. I actually think that the Subway Series would be incredibly intriguing. You know, like we talked about with the Mets, they've been a little bit of a disappointment over the past few years. I think the Yankees have been equally disappointing when you think about it. And that could just, That could be one hell of a series, if you ask me. So that I'm kind of pulling for the Subway Series, if you can kind of tell the way that my head is going. Okay, so NHL hockey, John, tell us what we need to know. Who are the teams that we should be looking out for this season?
Well, I think it's very much same old, Andy. I don't see any team making a real big jump in the standings. You know, with the salary cap, there's a lot of player movement going on. There were some teams that disappointed last year, and I'm thinking Pittsburgh as being one of them. I expected a lot more out of Pittsburgh. I expected a lot more out of Minnesota. Both of those teams struggled a little bit more than I thought they would. Looking at it on a division basis, I think you got to go with the usual suspects in most of the divisions. In the Eastern Conference, in the Atlantic Division, I think obviously the Florida Panthers are a favorite, coming off a Stanley Cup win and a regular season division win. Toronto and Boston probably going to jockey for second and third place. Part of the issue is going to be the fact that the Maple Leafs have made a number of changes off ice, and it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. A new coach in Craig Berube, to see if he gets the same guys playing differently than Sheldon Keefe did when he was here. Boston's got a little bit of a concern in that they have had trouble signing Jeremy Swayman, their number one goaltender, after they had traded Omark, their other number one goaltender. They'd shared that spot for two or three years and had done very well. Not good business by the Bruins in my mind. I would have thought they would have locked up Swayman before they traded Omark, but now they've got this issue. In the Metropolitan Division, you got to go with the two New York teams, the Rangers and the Islanders. They both showed well last season, the Rangers especially. Carolina is certainly very strong in that division. The Central Division is probably a little bit more of a dogfight. You've got Dallas, Colorado, Minnesota, and Nashville. To me, all pretty much 1A, 1B, and 1C. I think Dallas is probably the best team in that division, but Colorado is not going to sit back and take last year's early exit from the playoffs very quietly, so I can see that being a dogfight until April. And then in the Pacific Division, usual combatants there, Vancouver, Vegas, and Edmonton, maybe with the Los Angeles Kings putting their foot in the water, but the injury to Drew Doughty in Los Angeles puts a big hole in that team, and specifically on defense. So I think that kind of puts the Kings on the outside. So I'd have to say Vegas, Vancouver, and Edmonton would be the three teams I'd watch in that division. Andy, I'm sorry it's not any more exciting, because that's kind of what we've been seeing for the last two or three years, but I think those are the organizations right now that are the most solid.
Good stuff. Mike?
John, I got two questions for you. One, what do we expect out of my Seattle Kraken? And two, Connor Bedard took the NHL by storm last year. Do we just expect him just to get better and better and better as this goes on? I mean, he is a special talent. He's only, 18, 19 years old with Bedard.
Well, looking at the Seattle situation first, they disappointed last year. I think they overachieved two seasons ago, and I think we all kind of expected they would take a little bit of a step backwards last year, which they did. It cost the head coach his job. It's probably a change in the coaching. I'm not sure whether it makes a lot of sense or not. It's a fresh voice. Dan Bylsma has had some success, specifically in Pittsburgh, but also a little bit in Buffalo. But he's been in the Seattle minor league system for 3 or 4 years, so he's worked with these guys as they have come up. So there's some familiarity there. I think that's probably a big piece of that puzzle and that rationale. Moving to the Bedard situation, this kid is going to get better. I just hope that their efforts to try and surround him with some better, more solid players is going to help, because otherwise this kid is going to burn out. You do not want him to be the only star on a terrible team, which is in the sixth or seventh year now of a rebuild. They have to make a jump this year, and they have to give him some support. But there's no question he's a generational talent. He's fun to watch. He may not be as good as McDavid. He may not be as good as Nathan MacKinnon. but he's getting into that conversation, and 5 years from now, we may be looking at him as being the best player in the league.
Good stuff, John. Final question of the day for you. It kind of sounds kind of weird coming out of my mouth, to be honest with you. What are your expectations for the Utah Hockey Club?
Well, they can't be any worse than they were when they were in Phoenix. I think with some money involved and the willingness of the owner to spend that money and the fact that they're going to have some butts in the seats and they're going to be playing in a major league arena rather than a university arena, it's going to feel like it's the major leagues for the Utah players. I see them making a jump, but I just don't see them making a jump into anything more than a wild card spot. I think that's going to be a stretch, mainly, again, because of the division that they play in. I think there's just too many strong teams in the Western Conference, but they're going to get better. There's no question about that.
When does hockey officially get started, John?
Well, they've already played a couple of games. Those two or three games they play in Europe each year have already taken place. The North American portion of the schedule, which is all but a couple of games, starts, I believe it starts Wednesday night for the Leafs. I'm not sure if there's a game Tuesday, but certainly by Wednesday everybody will have played.
Great stuff, John. Catch up next week. Have an awesome day.
Thanks, guys. Always fun to chat with you. Take care. We'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Bolter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey, baby. That's why we got him. Keep it close on the other side. I think we got to talk about the college football athletic on Saturday. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports. We back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And some news coming, maybe. We got a little idea about a podcast starting up between Mike and I, so we'll keep you posted on those things that are happening. But speaking of things happening, bro, I just got to ask you this question before we get into college football. How big of an upset, in your opinion, was Alabama going down to Vanderbilt, who, if I'm not mistaken, was a 22.5-point underdog? So just put it in perspective. How big of an upset was this?
Oh, this is gargantuan. You have Vanderbilt University, the Harvard of the South. I mean, academically, Vanderbilt is about as good as you can get in not being an Ivy League school academically. Athletically, in terms of football, they are, and I hate to use this term, but they're the bottom feeders. In the SEC, it's almost like when your team in the SEC gets their week with Vandy, it's almost a guaranteed win. And going into that game, they were Vandy against, I can't remember if it's exactly top five opponents or top 10 opponents, but they were 0-for-60. Going into that game, and now they're 1-for-60 against top five, top 10 opponents, ranked opponents. So this is massive. I don't think this is not. I don't see this being like some bad carryover for Bama. I think they may have been looking ahead. They just weren't. I mean, mentally, maybe just not there. I heard some people say last night at the Arizona State game, which I was at, in the press box, some people were like, well, Kalen DeBoer is just not up for the job. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on. DeBoer, I don't know if Alabama expected DeBoer to get their team to a number four ranking. They certainly didn't expect last night's loss, but let's not forget that Nick Saban lost to the University of Louisiana at Monroe when he was at Bama. So people want to make a big deal out of Kalen DeBoer losing this game. Well, your boy Nick Saban lost a similar game to a team that he shouldn't have. So just effing relax a little bit with that. But this is massive. And look, the thing that I really liked, Andy, and you probably liked it too, I mean, Vandy is a program that doesn't get these kinds of wins. And when they got that one last night, they tore down the goalposts and they marched those goalposts off the hill at Vanderbilt down to Broadway Street in Nashville. And I've been to Broadway Street, Nashville a couple of times. That's where all the country bars at. That's where the scene is at in Nashville. It's the reason they call it Nash Vegas. They brought those goalposts down in there, down on that street. So I'm not a Bama hater, but I like chaos and I like good stories. This is a great story for Vanderbilt, but this upset was massive. This is gargantuan for a weekend. I think if whoever Alabama's playing next weekend, they better buckle up because they're going to get a pissed off Crimson Tide team that wants to put the beat down on somebody next weekend. So, you know, and for Vandy, they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. For them, that hell, that's winning the Super Bowl for a team like Vanderbilt. So it's a great story for Vandy. Not so great if you're a Crimson Tide fan. But you and I think alike on a lot of stuff, and we like the chaos. We like the upsets. And this was just one of them on a Saturday in college football where it was full of upsets. Look, hey, you're Minnesotan Golden Gophers taking the Trojans down at home. That was an upset. You know, Trojans number 11 in the country and Minnesota not ranked. That was a great upset. So, you know, what are your thoughts with Vanderbilt winning and just what happened in college football yesterday?
Look, it was the reason I asked you the question is because I thought it might have been one of the biggest upsets in recent history that we can remember, especially after a team has such an amazing game the week before, right? Alabama-Georgia right. was an unbelievable yep. contest where Alabama comes out on top and bam, then you have the letdown week against, like you're talking about, a much weaker opponent in Vanderbilt, usually the doormat of the conference, right? Like, so to your point, man, that this is huge. This is absolutely huge for Vanderbilt and their program. And it's a big knock on Alabama. But the sad part about it is a loss like this is not even going to take them out of the playoff because now we got 12 teams in this playoff and they're not going to go below 12. We know that. But it's going to be a pretty good hit. I expect them to be 7, 8, maybe 9, something like that. Ohio State, yeah. They look pretty dominant. Texas got better without having to play, right? Because when you don't play and you don't lose and other teams around you lose, well, you're going to be the beneficiary of that. So I think we're looking at Texas 1 and Ohio State number 2. And you mentioned Tennessee loses, so they're out of the mix. You can put Georgia back up there again now. So Georgia helped themselves. I think you can move the Penn States of the world up there a little bit. I know that Miami squeezed that one out, bro, and I watched that game. That was I got to go back to something here.
That was a fun game.
But it's no longer this way. That was some serious Pac-12 after dark action, my friend, right? Like, seriously, that was Pac-12 after dark, baby. But it's no longer Pac-12 after dark. I guess it's Big 12 after dark, right? So that was one hell of a football game, man. And Miami pulling that thing out, and Cam Ward doing what he does, like, to keep his Heisman Trophy stuff very, very much in check and in order, very, very – a nice win for Miami. I again, a little closer than comfort, but at the end of the day, they got the W. It's a road win. A&M really strong, bro. I think that you know, other than the Vandy winning that game, right? That was a huge shock. But Texas A&M, the way that they manhandled Missouri, I think that might be one of the biggest shocks of the day, if you ask me. I know that Washington beat Michigan, but Michigan, you know, Michigan, they've definitely taken a step back. Like, let's keep it real.
They're not
a championship contender like they were last year. There's just no way. Ole Miss had a nice bounce back. I mean, got to give them a little credit. And by the way, Alabama does play who Ole Miss played this week. Next week, they've got South Carolina. I think that's at home, too. So, like you said, look out South Carolina because you're probably going to take a whooping from Alabama, who's probably pretty upset about the disappointing loss that they had to Vanderbilt. Boise State putting up a bunch of points again. They're running back doing what he does. Louisville SMU was a pretty entertaining game. I was watching that one in the morning. And Indiana, bro. Indiana 6-0. I mean, come on, man. Like, we know what they're known for, but all of a sudden, they're not the Hoosiers playing basketball. They're the Hoosiers playing football, bro. So I think college football, look, in a nutshell, bro, it's extremely entertaining. It's fun. We're getting some early season losses from some of the big dogs. So I think, in a weird way, I think we're getting exactly what we want. And I think we're going to have an extremely intriguing and interesting playoff when it comes down to whoever those 12 teams are, Mike.
Oh, and absolutely we are. And this, it always tastes like vinegar when I talk about this team. But here come the Ducks. Here come the Oregon Ducks. They took care of a bad Michigan State team, which I was all for. It's like one of the few times I actually root for the Ducks, because they took Jonathan Smith, the former Oregon State coach, to the cleaners and just whooped his ass. So I was happy with that. But the Ducks are coming. Dylan Gabriel, that quarterback that transferred in from Oklahoma, he's finding his groove, and he's finding who he clicks with this explosive offense that Oregon has. So, we got to keep an eye on them. Like you said, the Miami-Cal game was just – that was an epic game. That was crazy. And like you said, that was serious Pac-12, ACC, whatever, after dark last night. So it was a great day for college football. It just was, when you have upsets like this. My thing is, keep your eye on Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin, there's just something about that team, Andy, that I'm just watching, because they got weapons, they got a quarterback, Kiffin has figured out kind of how to coach in the SEC and how to navigate all that. Ole Miss is one of those teams that I'm keeping my eye on. And then, you mentioned Missouri. Missouri, to me right now, is like the biggest fraud out there. Everybody was all over Missouri. They're this, they're that, they're talented. When you go on the road and you get your you-know-what handed to you by the number 25 team and your number 9 team, there's reason for concern there. And then the other team I'm keeping my eye on, Penn State. Penn State is one of those teams. Now, they beat up a bad UCLA team, and that didn't shock me. I think UCLA, it's going to take a while for them to kind of find themselves in the Big Ten a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think Penn State's going to be a team to keep your eye on as we go through the season. But all in all, dude, that was a great college football game yesterday. And your Sun Devils, they're 4-1, baby. They pulled a rabbit out of the hat last night in the last 20 seconds or so of the game. Sam Levitt from my high school in Westland, Oregon, throws the winning touchdown pass in the corner. And I'm telling you right now, Andy, being on the field after the game and watching Sam Levitt get interviewed by ESPN with his head coach, Kenny Dillingham, there is a growing trust and there is a growing bond between Sam Levitt and Kenny Dillingham. We keep your eye on it, Dorf, because I think these two are it's going to be a good marriage, I think.
Love it, man. Hey, and my Devils, baby, that was an awesome win, bro. What a great finish to that football game. KU goes down and scores.
With Utah coming to town, buddy.
A little over 2 minutes left. Boom, they get it done. We got to take a break, man. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And you can be a part of the program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, we got a real NFL football game going on the other side of the pond in London right now, and the Minnesota Vikings have made this thing extremely interesting with the New York Football Jets. They were up 17-0 in the first half. Late in the first half, the Jets get a score to make it 17-7. It's been a very, very weak, non-productive third quarter, except for the field goal that the Jets have put in. It is now a 17-10 game, and we're basically going into the fourth quarter. But the Vikings, who have been so good, Mike, I don't know, Sam Darnold, all of a sudden, kind of looking like Sam Darnold of years ago, where maybe he was seeing some ghosts.
Right.
Yeah, you're seeing ghosts and things like that or whatever. But ultimately, look, they've got themselves a hell of a football game. They did get a big pass interference just now, but ultimately they got to keep scoring points, and you got to put them up when you can. And for some reason, 17 points in the first half, no points in the third quarter. Sam Darnold not looking as good as he has for the first 4 weeks of the season. Tons of storylines once again, my friend. As we know, it's the NFL. It's literally a soap opera for you and I and men, and just it's the greatest thing. It is the greatest thing. Let's keep it real. But what do you think of it? Real quick, before we take a break, this Jaden Daniels kid, give me a couple words on him.
Right now, he's the rookie of the year.
Yeah, I agree, man. We got to take a break. Hour two is all about the NFL. Hour one in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. Let's keep it real. Oh, almost a big play there at the end of the quarter. It didn't happen. We got to take a pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. Game one for the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians in the MLB postseason action as the division series begins. The Tigers swept the Astros in the wild card series in their first appearance in the postseason. Interesting enough, the Guardians' last two games were against the Houston Astros, and the Guardians lost in both matches. The Minnesota Lynx won against the Connecticut Sun in the WNBA semifinal series. The Lynx now lead that series 2-1. The New York Liberty led their WNBA semifinal series against the Las Vegas Aces 2-0, but the Aces were able to win the third game. The series now standing at 2-1 in favor of the Liberty. College football is gearing up for another exciting weekend. Notable games include number 5 Georgia going against Auburn. Can they stay in that number 5 spot? Number 1 Alabama plays against Vanderbilt. Ohio State at number 3 is going against Iowa, and SMU plays number 22 Louisville. UCLA goes against Penn State, and Missouri goes against Texas A&M. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers. America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Week 5 in the NFL is here, and this corner is blessed to be off to a 4-0 start. Last week, with our play of the day, we were on the right side of the Colts-Steelers matchup as the Horseshoes put up 27 points on Mike Tomlin's defense en route to the victory. I gave out 2 rare opinion plays as well, as it's hard enough getting one play right. In Jacksonville, as thought, stayed neck and neck with Houston, while Sean Payton and the Broncos not only hung with the Jets, but beat them as 8-point visiting dogs. This week I go in a different direction, one I've never gone before, and that is using a neutral site game as a player of the day. As much as I feel I have a good grip on how teams and players will fare in different U.S. venues, trying to predict a game in London, to me, has been a crapshoot. Having said that, my gut says the Jets Sunday morning at Tottenham's Hotspur Stadium. Sam Darnold is the top-rated quarterback in the NFL for signal callers qualifying with enough passing attempts. He owes a big assist to Justin Jefferson. Aaron Rodgers, meanwhile, is not nearly as mobile as Darnold, or most quarterbacks for that matter, but I'm not bothered by last week. Denver's defense is excellent, and I believe the problem was more situational, and Gangrene was looking to this game and next week's versus Buffalo. The Jets' defense will be the stiffest test for Darnold as he faces his old team. The wild card in this is the Vikings' defense. Their pass defense is near the bottom in the NFL, but beware, that's because their opponents have been playing from behind in most cases. 4-0 Minnesota versus 2-2 New York, but the Jets are only getting 2.5? I'll take the points. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. People, welcome in everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, our number two. As we all know, it's all about the NFL, baby. And right now, we've got a game going on the other side of the pond, Minnesota playing the Jets. Right now, the score is 17-10. Minnesota has the Jets backed up real deep into their own territory, and the Vikings now have the ball at about the 37-yard line of the Jets with a great opportunity to put some more points on the board, so we'll see what happens. But football is already underway on Sunday today. Got started at 6:30 a.m. my time here in the Valley of the Sun, so yeah, man, football. It's global, Mike Wilson. It's going on right now on the other side of the pond. The Jets hanging in there with the Vikings, who have been extremely good all season long, as we all know. And all of a sudden, Sam Darnold having some issues with his old team. Interesting game so far, my friend.
Yeah, not too bad. It's interesting. It's entertaining. You mentioned it, I think, before we went to break. You know, look, this is a soap opera that goes on for 6 months, and everybody loves it. And it's a week. You and I both know it's a week-to-week league. One of the best stories so far, outside of Jaden Daniels, the rookie from LSU and Arizona State, having a great year, is the resurgence of Sam Darnold.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. Yeah, so we'll talk about it after the break, boy.
All right, let's take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and a lot to talk about in the NFL. As we know, there's a game happening right now in London. Vikings on top, 17-10. Looks like they're going to have a field goal attempt, and it's good, by the way, before it comes on the TV. I already know it's in. So they're going to be up 20-10 with about 12 minutes left or so in the game. Let me just run through the games, Mike, and then obviously let's dive into this thing head first and start talking about some of the storylines. Panthers playing the Bears in Chicago, Ravens at the Bengals, Dolphins at the Patriots, Browns at the Commanders, Colts at the Jaguars, Bills and Texans, Broncos at home against the Raiders, Cardinals on the road against the 49ers, Packers on the road against the Rams, the Giants up in Seattle playing the Seahawks, the Cowboys, and the Steelers. That's the Sunday nighter. And then your Monday night game is the Chiefs at home against the Saints, who got out to that really hot start, but obviously the last couple games, not the same result. Okay, my friend, question for you. Bills and Texans today, bigger game for Josh Allen or bigger game for Stephon Diggs? Mike, you there? Mike, bigger game. Josh
Allen? Yeah, no, Josh Allen or Diggs, right? Man, that's a good question. I would think for Diggs, because he makes a lot of noise. He just does, and you know, God, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, you can make an argument either way for either one of these players. Who do you think has it's a bigger game for? Like, I don't know.
I think personally, it's equally big for both of these guys. For Josh Allen, in the sense of number one, showing, look, I'm spreading things around this year, and look at the result so far. It's been pretty damn good, and there's no animosity. There's no hostility. There's nobody complaining about not getting balls thrown to him. On the other hand, you know, it with the Texans and C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs with a young up-and-coming quarterback, I think, you know, he's got a lot of optimism and a lot of hope. But ultimately, man, I think that the bigger game to me today, it's Josh Allen showing, like, I don't need you, Stephon Diggs, and I'm pretty good with not having a legitimate number one guy like you, and I've got a bunch of, you know, 1As or really solid twos that I'm going to make them better. And I think that to me, that's what I've noticed from Josh Allen this season versus the past few seasons. He's actually making guys better around him. And I think that the distraction of Stephon Diggs was not allowing him to really be himself. And I think we're finally seeing the most pure version of Josh Allen that we've seen since probably his days back at Wyoming, to be honest with you, Mike. So I think this is a huge game for him. I think this is a tremendously big game for Josh Allen to go out there and show everybody, look, I'm a great quarterback, and I don't need this one guy that wants the ball and is a distraction. I want a team, and he's got a team right now. And I like the Bills today, to be honest with you. I think there's a big statement game for the Bills in general.
No, I like the Bills as well. Like I think Josh Allen's playing on a level that most people would like their quarterback to be playing on. And I agree. Like, look, he's showing that he doesn't need, like, the legit number one type guy like Diggs is. But at the same time, all these younger guys are building up this chemistry with Allen because they're getting reps and they're getting playing time. And Allen is showing him the way to be a professional. And Andy, let me ask you this. I mean, do you think Josh Allen gets a lot of unnecessary hate towards him? 'Cause the Bills haven't won a title yet or got to the Super Bowl or anything. 'Cause to me, I think he does. He gets all this unnecessary stuff, and I'm sitting there. And half the time, Andy, I sit there and go, he's in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And, like, they're in the AFC, there are some serious quarterbacks, like some serious talented quarterbacks. And for some reason, I pick up on this hate for Allen that I'm like, what are you guys smoking? He's one of the top quarterbacks.
Yeah. Okay. So. I hear what you're saying. I think he's extremely talented, but in the past few years, and again, he's a little different this year, and I'm actually kind of shocked and surprised when you think about what I'm going to say to you right now. He's actually taking care of the ball better now that he doesn't have that number one wide receiver that he's, like, forced to throw the ball to. And he's actually making better decisions. Like, that's the truth. So if we can continue to get this version of Josh Allen, this version of Josh Allen is absolutely worthy of MVP status, okay? But if we get Josh Allen the turnover machine, I think that is very negative. And, I look at this and I'm just saying, he's throwing the ball to whoever's open now. He's making the right decision, Mike. And that's based on the fact that he doesn't feel this crazy pressure to have to throw the ball to this one guy all the frickin' time. Okay? So ultimately, sometimes, look, you've heard me say this before. Sometimes you get better, right? Subtraction is actually addition. So when you get rid of somebody that is a cancer, a person that is a locker room headache, a locker room nightmare, it just sometimes works out for the betterment of your team. And for thus far, to me, that's what we're seeing out of this Buffalo Bills team. We're seeing a lot more freedom. We're seeing a lot more patience. We're seeing a much more relaxed, calm, cool, collected Josh Allen. This is an MVP version of Josh Allen. And my biggest question is, will he be able to maintain this type of play throughout the season? And what would change that, in my humble opinion, is having guys go down and not having them be available. And then you have to figure out a way to trust the next guy. And that's going to bring me to my next point, which what we saw on Thursday night was absolutely incredible, where Hodge gets an opportunity of a lifetime because Drake London can't go. And they put this guy out there who's normally just a special teamer guy. He gets an opportunity to go out there and dazzle everybody. And what does he do? He gets the ball and he runs it into the end zone. And the rest is history. The Atlanta Falcons win the football game, bro. Like, I mean, sometimes you can't make this stuff up. It's about getting an opportunity. And he got it. An opportunity. Josh Allen is now getting an opportunity to showcase his talent without a wide receiver that is literally yapping and chirping in his ear all the time. Get me the damn ball. Get me the damn ball. When he may not even be open. So I really like this version of Josh Allen a lot. Let me ask you this next question. Sunday nighter, Cowboys and Steelers. Think about this too on the way because I hear the music, right? Think about this. Right. Cowboys and Steelers, right? Dak Prescott got all that money. The Steelers have these two quarterbacks, right, that we're not too sure about. But Justin Fields is starting to play relatively well. The last couple of few weeks, man, he's actually thrown for a lot of yards. I want you to tell me who has the better game today. Is it Dak or is it Justin Fields on the other side? Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and you know what? Speaking of getting you, Sam Darnold, bro. I don't know what it is about his old team, but they have his number, my friend. They really do. And all of a sudden, the Jets just keep making this thing very interesting because of Sam Darnold's mistakes. Throws an interception. The Jets are now driving once again. 20-10 is the score. Under 9 minutes now. They're at about the 24-yard line or so of the Vikings, looking to punch some points on the board here. And Sam Darnold once again making mistakes. And that's just something you can't do, especially in a third and long situation when you're backed up in your own end zone almost, and, you know, the mistake came. It's not caught. Okay, I was going to say there's a touchdown by the Jets, but didn't happen there, Mike Wilson. Back to my question to you before the break. Cowboys and Steelers. Dak got paid a ton of money. The Steelers have these two quarterbacks. One guy is a Super Bowl guy, but ultimately not the same quarterback that he once was. They got a guy in Justin Fields who is playing pretty well. I got to give the kid some credit. And he's been throwing the ball the last couple weeks, too. Bigger game for the Steelers or bigger game for the Cowboys today?
Boy, that's a good question. I think it's a big game equally for both teams. It's all about momentum, you know, in football. You and I both know that. This game is in Pittsburgh. That crowd, having been to Pittsburgh twice for two games, they get fired. I mean, one of those games was the Ravens, so they were fired up for the Ravens. They're going to be equally fired up for the Cowboys and to get some Dak Prescott blood on the field and take the Cowboys down. So I think this is an equal game of importance, but who do I think is going to play better? You know what? I don't want to sound like a homer. Like, I really don't, Andy. I think Justin Fields is going to play better. These type of players, Fields player, you know, he's going to feel more comfortable at home. He's going to get to sleep in his own bed, do his usual routine at his place, get to the stadium, the whole thing. The crowd's going to be fueling him, and George Pickens and Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and the crew. And plus it's on Sunday night. I mean, who doesn't want to play well on Sunday night for that game? But I think Justin Fields will play better. And I think he's going to find George Pickens a lot. Pickens is quickly becoming his favorite target for good reason. I hope that we get the Steeler running game going as well, get some yards out of that, keep Dallas off kilter, off balance. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. I think it's going to be close. I don't think this is a blowout by any stretch on either side. I'm talking like field goal, 6-point, 7-point win. for the Steelers, but it's going to be fun. But I think in the end, I think Justin Fields is going to have the better game.
All right, speaking of running attacks, the Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals are going up against each other today in Cincinnati. Seems like the Ravens are starting to find their groove a little bit. The Bengals are coming off of a victory, but ultimately it's been a struggle for them thus far throughout the season. It's kind of been a struggle for both of these teams. But with that being said, the Ravens could be, you know, 4-0, to be honest with you. A couple of very close right. games that they lost. But again, ultimately, at the end of the day, man, they're 2-2. The Bengals are 1-3. Who's got to win this game, I guess, is the question.
Well, I mean, both teams have to win it. Obviously, you don't want to be, you know, if you're the Ravens, you don't want to lose any more ground to the Steelers if the Steelers win. And the Bengals, they're just trying to get back to even right now. I mean, I think with the Bengals, I think the Ja'Marr Chase thing is a bigger distraction than people think it is. And, you know, Burrow struggled, a little bit. In the end, I think the Ravens win this game, and I actually think the Ravens win this game kind of going away a little bit.
Yeah, I just think ultimately it's going to be really hard to stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson with that running attack. They're good, man. They're really good. And then throw in a few passes to, you know, the wide receivers, Flowers, and you throw a couple to Mark Andrews, and you might have something. And the Bengals have really struggled this season. Their defense is not very good so far.
Bad.
So I tend to agree with you. I see this being one of those games where potentially the Ravens show us who they really are. Another one for you, Browns and Commanders. You know, two quarterbacks that are, like, similar but so different when you
going
really think about
directions.
It, right? Yeah, they're but in a lot of ways, you know, you could have made the argument a few years back that they're like exactly the same, right? Running and being able to do things with their legs and throw the ball, but Deshaun Watson's not that same guy, but I'll tell you what, Jaden Daniels is that guy. I love the Commanders, and I love what they're doing. A lot of young guys with a natural born leader in Jaden Daniels. You and I got to meet this kid several times, you know, throughout his time at ASU, and we were always saying to ourselves when we would walk by him, like, "Holy cow, this guy is so thin." But ultimately, you know what? He's a hell of a football player, and he's a man among boys, and he's a natural, true born leader, and that to me is what separates him right now from Deshaun Watson, where it looks like his leadership skills have completely been lost, and I don't think anybody is following him. Whereas I believe people are following what Jaden Daniels is doing, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. They're following Jaden Daniels. And I mean, like you said, you and I have met him on several occasions, obviously because of his connection and his playing days at ASU. But at the same time, the thing that always impressed me or has always impressed me with Jaden is just his calm and cool demeanor. Like I don't remember him getting too excited or too low, depending on, you know, on the game or the circumstances in the game. He's just kind of always calm, cool, collected. He knows what he has to do. And, you know, his leadership style, he's not, I don't think he's the most boisterous guy, you know, a big talker in terms of leadership. He lets his play on the field do the talking, and everybody else around him notices that and be like, "All right, this is the guy. This is who's going to get us to where we want to go." And I think it's starting to rub off on even the veteran players in Washington with Jaden Daniels. And it's fun to see. And at the same time, you have Deshaun Watson. We all know the drama that he got himself embroiled in over the last few years. to me, he just lost it. Like, you want to talk about, you know, like a golfer gets the yips, right? And he can't hit a shot straight. He can't hit putts. He can't. It's all in his head, and he just loses it. To me, this is like the same thing. Like, Deshaun, with all that distraction with the sexual assault, the alleged sexual assault, and all that kind of stuff, he's just lost it. And it's depressing to see, but at the same time, you look at it and like, look, bro, you brought this on yourself. And, you know, you have no one to blame but yourself for the predicament that you got yourself in. So you got two quarterbacks going two different directions, and Jaden Daniels is showing, like I said at the top of the show, man, right now he's the rookie of the year in the NFC, for sure. There's just no doubt in my head. If he can continue to do this, he will be the rookie of the year. And I think he's going to be, you know, you don't want to say too many things too far ahead of time, but he's putting himself on a projection to be a very good quarterback in this league for a very long time.
All right, one more for you before we take that pause for the cause. Colts and Jaguars going at it today. Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, two guys that obviously a lot of people are high on them. Anthony Richardson coming back from his injury from a year ago, they're 2-2. The Jags are 0-4. Trevor Lawrence has looked anything but good. I think this is a huge momentum game for both of these teams, because I think the Jaguars are better than their record shows, but they got to get a W. I think that the Colts are ripe for the picking for them today to kind of figure things out. But ultimately, who's the better quarterback right now, and who's the bigger game for it?
Boy, oh boy, I think the bigger game is for the Jaguars, obviously being 0-4, and who's the bigger game for in terms of the, you asked in terms of the quarterback?
Yep, yep.
Boy, I'm going to have to say Trevor Lawrence, because he just hasn't shown it yet. He has to show that he still belongs.
I agree. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll do what we do. It's called Going Through the Games and giving you our analysis on what we think may or may not happen. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Weekend edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we got a hell of a football game going on over the on the other side of the pond. Minnesota up 23-17 now as they just put in a field goal with 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in this game. And a great opportunity for the Jets to steal one, because I'm telling you, this guy all of a sudden isn't the same guy. Had a decent drive there, but Sam Darnold looking more and more like the Sam Darnold of the old days, not the Sam Darnold who's 4-0 on the season. And speaking of 4-0 on the season, let's jump out to the phones, because we've got our guy in Santa Monica, better known as M-I-S-M, on the line. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. Good morning, Mitch in Santa Monica. How are you, brother?
How am I? I am so fired up. I am, as JD would say, the way Dr. D used to say, I am red hot, dude. I am so excited. I am sitting right now. I am waiting for Max from Berkeley, who I think may have gone into hibernation after that Kane-Cal game last night. Oh, my God. I know this is the NFL's hour, but my goodness gracious, guys. I mean, that was unbelievable, that game. It was the first time my son and I were at it. After 25 years, we went back and forth, him from Cal and me at the U. And, oh, my God, it was incredible. And now I'm here. I'm picking him up, and we are going to SoFi and to see the Packer-Ram game. I am so charged and pumped up for this, guys. I'm waiting for Max Berkeley to come down, and I hope he can say hi. We have a special guest. But, he's a young kid. He's, trying to get out of his apartment here. But anyway, dude.
That's all right.
My goodness gracious. After last night, fired up.
We've got like 15 minutes, so don't worry about it. We know how those kids are, man. They take their own sweet time. So if he takes his time, that's okay. But truth be told, in a weird way, I hate to say it, but I think earlier in the program, Mike mentioned something about that, or actually it was yesterday, he says to me about the game day being in Berkeley, and he was wondering about whether or not you were going to get the opportunity to check that out. So thanks for letting us know that you did, which is pretty damn cool. And now you're going to see the Packers and the Rams right there in your backyard. I love it, man. You're what they call a fan, man, and that's what it's all about. So speaking of being a fan, my friend, if my memory serves me correctly, I think last week when we went through our picks, L-I-S-M was absolutely on fire with her picks. So give credit to your wife, because I think she beat all of us. I'm not kidding, man. I think she beat every one of us. So since you're here, I want to run through the games, and why not do it with you once again? So we already have this game going on, so we can't talk about the Vikings and the Jets, because whatever happens. So let's go with the Panthers and the Bears today. Look, the Panthers had a little momentum with Andy Dalton, and the Bears have this Caleb Williams guy who hasn't really shown us anything yet, but The Panthers, if you ask me, are definitely ripe for the picking here. The Bears should have a decent game today. Their defense is good, and hopefully for them, Caleb Williams will make enough plays that he's able to get them the victory. But I do think the Bears will win today against the Panthers. Mike, who do you got?
I got the Bears all day. I got the Bears all day on this one.
MISM, what you got?
You know what? The Bears have yet to show me anything in the last since 1986. So I'm just taking the Panthers. They have to show me something. They really show nothing.
Wow.
Panthers.
Ravens playing
and,
the Bengals.
And by the way, I did take the Jets, by the way, this morning.
Really? I got the Vikings this morning. But, hey, we'll see what happens. Ravens playing the Bengals. Obviously, the Ravens, I feel like, Their 2-2 record, it's kind of a little bit of an aberration. They could easily be 4-0 when you think about the two games that they've lost. The Bengals, on the other hand, they've struggled. They don't look so good, but they always struggle early in the season. I like the Ravens to get it done on the road. Let's go with you first, MISM.
The Ravens, I think, are a powerhouse. They've had a couple stumbling blocks, but you know what? This is a team that's going to go deep. They're going deep this year. Ravens all the way.
Dolphins playing the Patriots. I think, Mitch, you're getting the start for the Dolphins today at quarterback, but it's going to be difficult for you because you're going to do it from L.A. And the Patriots, look, as bad as they are, they play extremely hard. I'm going to take the Patriots at home, guys. Mike, let's go with you first.
I just got out my shoulder pads and my Dolphin jersey. I'm going to give it a go. I got the Patriots. The Dolphins are just they're just a crap show right now, and there's nothing going to save this season at all. I got the Patriots with this one.
Mitch, who you got?
I love the Patriots.
Love the Patriots, huh? Okay.
Browns
playing the Commanders today. We talked about these two quarterbacks and the different directions that they're going in. I like the Commanders a lot, and I think that the upside with them is extremely high. I think that the sky is the limit when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels that everybody is just seeming to gather around and buy into what he's selling. I'm taking the Commanders today, guys. I like them a lot. MISM, who you got, Commanders or Browns?
I'm on the Commander's bandwagon. I love Washington. But wait a bit. Breaking news. Out of hibernation from his Cal loss, you've got Berkeley Max in the car.
Holy cow. Max, good morning, my friend. Wake up, buddy. It's wakey-wakey, eggs and bacon time, baby.
Wakey-wakey.
You know what? The Packers are playing the Rams, brother. So you better wakey-wakey, eggs and bacon time, bro. Come on now.
Oh, I already got my pregame juices flowing, and my in the words, and everything else is a going. Everything else is a going. I am still a little depressed. Last night, oh, sports. I was talking to my roommate about the last night's loss, and I truly believe people that don't like sports have emotionally better lives than us people that are in love with sports.
It's funny that you say that because I swear to God, the other day on TV, they had this this comment or this post about how bad sports are physically, mentally, emotionally for people, and what they do to people. They were literally talking about it on the news the other day, and it obviously brings out the best and the worst in people. But yeah, you guys got a real treat. Look, you wound up on the wrong side of that. Your dad winds up on the right side of that one. But with that being said, hey, look, let's get into this. You're now involved on these picks for the rest of the way. So Browns and Commanders. I think we've got Mitch. I think we've got me. I think we've got Mike. We all have the Commanders. Max, who you got?
Commanders all the way. Jaden Daniels is incredible.
I agree. The dude is the real deal. He's probably the rookie of the year right now, for sure. Colts playing the Jaguars. This is a big game for the Jaguars to finally get a W. you. But Anthony Richardson and those guys coming off of a little momentum because they're playing a little bit better. I think it stops, though. I'm going to take the Jaguars, guys. I got the Jaguars winning this one at home. Max, let's go with you first, brother.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars. I feel like Trevor Lawrence is going to have another – is going to have a bounce-back game and get their season rolling.
Mitch, who you got?
I think Trevor Lawrence and the Panthers, they're on a – or Jaguars, they're on a roller coaster. So I'm going the other way. I'm taking the home.
All right, good deal. Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Jaguars. We just got to remember Anthony Richardson leads the league in interceptions thrown. So he could, you know, a couple of bad throws could really throw it towards the Jaguars.
Bills and Texans going at it. We know about this game. Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, bigger game for whoever, however you want to throw it, slice it, whatever you want to say. I think the Bills are going to flex their muscles a little bit. The lack of Joe Mixon being on that field is going to be a little troubling for them. I think the Bills will be able to shut down that passing attack because of that. I'm going to take the Bills. Max, who you got?
Bills all the way. You got to love CJ, but I don't think they got enough firepower right now to stop that Mitch? Bills offense.
Mitch, who you got?
I like the Bills. I like the Mike? Bills. Love Mike? The Bills.
Mike?
Bills Mafia all day.
All right. Raiders playing the Broncos. Look, as bad as the Raiders are and as bad as the Broncos are, they're both 2-2. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Bo Nix is the guy for the Broncos, and the Raiders got this guy, Gardner Minshew, and they got a wide receiver that doesn't want to be there. I'm taking the frickin' Broncos today, and I can't believe it. Mike, who you got?
It's an old Pac-12 matchup at quarterback, but I'm gonna go with Bo Nix on this one. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Mitch, who you got?
I'm going with I don't care, so I'm going for an overtime tie, and Davante Adams' head actually explodes on the field. He gets so upset.
Wow.
That's Max, my prediction.
Max, who you got?
Wow. That went south.
You know, Bo Nix put me through a lot of tough games in college, so I got to go with the mustache. Give me the Raiders.
All right. Cardinals, 49ers. 49ers are banged up, which I do think gives the Cardinals a shot. But with that being said, I love the 49ers and Brock Purdy, man. They're going to get it done against the Cardinals. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got 49ers all day with this.
Mitch?
49ers. Niners.
Max?
Niners.
A pick from the Vikings. That's going to end the game, baby. MISN, you got that one. Right? Oh, boy.
Well, you know, talk about head exploding. Aaron Rodgers, oh, man.
It's insane just what happened right there. All right, Max, did you say the 49ers too?
Yes, sir.
All right, Packers-Rams, guys, you're going to be there. So I'm not going to go first. I'm going to let Mitch, who you got?
Let me see. You know, the Rams got the Packers are going to have a field day. Jay Love's coming out party. We're going to have a party at the SoFi.
Because I'm playing him in my fantasy game this week, so he better have a good game. Max, who you got? I know you got the Packers.
You know, I got to look at it in a logical sense. We have Christian Watson out. We have Romeo Doubs suspended. This defense had a tough game. So, you know...
Wow.
Go Pack Go, baby! Go Pack Go!
All right, there we go. I got the Packers as well. Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go with the rest of you. I'm going to go with the group think. I'll go with the Packers.
All right, Giants and Seahawks. I got the Seahawks. Not much to talk about here. Mitch, who you got?
I like the Seahawks.
Max?
Gino's on my fantasy team. Let's go Hawks.
Mike?
Seahawks.
Cowboys and Steelers, I'm taking the Steelers, man. I think Justin Fields has a great day today and shows the Chicago Bears and everybody else that this guy belongs. Mitch, who you got?
I will take the Steelers, and the third head will explode, and that will be Jerry Jones.
There you go. Max?
Just to spite the Bears, let's go Steelers.
Mike?
TJ Watt meet Dak Prescott. Go Steelers.
All right, real quickly, fellas. Monday night are Saints and Chiefs. I got the Chiefs. Mitch?
Chiefs. How do you not pick against the Chiefs until they give you a reason not to?
I agree. Mike?
Chiefs.
Max?
Let's go with Taylor's boyfriend, Chiefs.
You guys have an awesome day. Appreciate you calling in on your way to the game. That's great stuff. Have an awesome time today, fellas.
Thanks a lot for having us, guys.
Thanks.
In the words of Michael Irvin, to this guy to my right, let's go, Kings! It's all about the U.
We got
it's all about the U, baby. It's all about the U.
I love it. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back with our parting shots. Keep it close.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. For the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And real quickly, Mike, before we do our parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. You can get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, you're up, brother. It's the real parting shot time.
Hey, my parting shot goes out to Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. I mean, the guy has to be the Heisman front runner right now. He's over 1,000 yards, and he got over 1,000 yards on his 90th carry of the year. Produced 186 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns on 13 attempts in the first half of a blowout win over Utah State yesterday. This guy is the real deal, and how the hell did this kid get out of the state of Florida without playing for the Florida State? The Florida is Miami. The guy is unbelievable. He's putting video game numbers up. Just a big shout out to a guy doing big things at a relatively smaller school.
Very good, man. Look, my parting shot is this, my friend. Look, at the end of the day, we've got ourselves an opportunity, being the Green Bay Packers I'm talking about. And you know what? Go out there and get a victory. Jordan Love didn't look so good in his first game back. But ultimately, you know what? The guy is able to get it done here and there. And today, I have a feeling he's going to have a big day. So for Mike Wilson, for the two callers we had, for John Poulter and Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.